Hello, folks. Welcome to our show. This was to be Jay Santos and then a feature with Ted Bell, but your boy here, Phil, deleted the file. All I can tell you is this is the drawback of being your own engineer. Sometimes you just screw up. I recorded the entire goddamn show, excuse my French, and deleted the second half of the file. So we'll bring Jay and Ted on tomorrow night. In the meantime, we've got an encore for you. Hey, welcome. It's Phil Henry here. Today we have a very special, a very, very interesting guest. This man is
Derek Finkelby.
And he says, proof, photographic proof of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida in drag. And we're going to be talking to him.
Now, you're pretty sure of this.
He talked to, first of all, I want to ask something, but what is with this Wilson Pickett?
What?
Why do you call yourself that?
Because I told you I wanted to kind of upgrade my image.
Wilson Pickett's a real guy. You know that, right?
I know it's a real guy. He's a blues singer. I'm on your show. It's so different. It's so very different.
But you can't call yourself the name of a real guy.
Well, what is the point of that?
Because I want to get away from the name Bud Dickman, because everybody thinks of me as just a sidekick, an idiot. And I want to have a higher class name.
Okay, you could choose a higher class name without calling yourself Wilson Pickett. Why did you pick the name Wilson Pickett?
Because he's a great singer. And that's all I know about him.
He was an R&B. Is Wilson Pickett still with us? God, Phil, you just went, is Wilson Pickett? Okay, is Wilson Pickett still with us?
Let me look. Wilson Pickett, rest his soul, passed on in 2006.
See? Then who cares?
Because it's a real guy, man. I don't give a damn if he died or not. You can't use a man's name.
It's Mr. Henry. I'm not being a blues singer. I'm not doing anything. I'm just saying I'm Wilson Pickett. You know, or you could say I'm Wilson Pickett. Yeah, okay, I'm also Bud Dickman.
I'm Wilson Pickett. Yeah, okay.
Look, I don't know. We got this guy on the line here, this Finkelby.
I've got Mr. Finkelby. Hold on for a minute. Hi, Derek. It's Margaret. How are you? Yeah, we'll get with you in a minute here. Who did you talk to? Mr. Pickett. Yeah.
So you're calling yourself Wilson Pickett?
I said I was Wilson Pickett to one guy.
Hi, Phil Henry here. Hold on. God damn it. Hi, Mr. Finkelby. It's Phil Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Who did you speak with on my staff?
I spoke with a Mr. Pickett. Wilson Pickett was the associate producer of your program.
Okay, bud, so you're now representing yourself as Wilson Pickett.
I said to the guy, when you made a call out, I said, it's Wilson Pickett calling for Mr. Finkelby.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I said, yeah, Wilson Pickett from the Phil Henry Show.
Wilson Pickett was a great rhythm and blues singer. Did classic numbers that people all over the world know, and here you are calling yourself, why don't you call yourself Winston Churchill?
Oh, yeah, right, because Winston Churchill, he was the King of England.
He wasn't the King of England, you idiot.
Wait a minute, wait. Wilson Churchill?
Winston Churchill. Okay, never mind. We have this guy hanging on. I can't have this argument with you, bud.
I wanted for once in my life to have something for me. This is for me.
Bud, that's fine. Why don't you call yourself Margaret Gray?
Yeah, right. That's a female woman's name.
Oh, you're sure it's a female woman's name, not a male woman's name?
No, it's female.
I know. Why don't you call yourself Aretha?
Yeah. See, now you're enjoying it.
Well, what are you trying to pull, Dickman? Anyway,
I'm just saying. Just for once in my life, I wanted to do something.
All right, take it easy, man. Okay, thank you. It's Phil Henry here with Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw, and Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, no. See, you can't... Oh, yeah, right.
Just kidding. Okay, it's Wilson Pickett. And on the line here with us is Mr. Dave... Excuse me. Derek Finkelby. And what city are you in, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm in San Francisco, California.
And Mr. Finkelby, you told my producer, Wilson Pickett...
That is the man I spoke with, yeah.
Okay, and you said that you have photographic evidence of Governor Ron DeSantis wearing a dress.
Yes, I do. I have photographs of Governor DeSantis in a skirt, and I can tell you the full ensemble. It's Governor Ron DeSantis.
Now, how are you sure this is Governor DeSantis?
Let me tell you something, folks. It's Governor Ron DeSantis. Believe you me.
Well, there's a lot of people that look like people.
This is Governor DeSantis. He's walking out of the governor's residence there in Florida. He is with what looks like a security detail on his way to... It's Governor DeSantis, believe me. When you see this, you'll know.
Okay, so you have photographic evidence. What is he wearing?
He's wearing a skirt. This is Governor Ron DeSantis in a dress, in a blouse, brassiere. It looks to be like a...
How do you know it's a brassiere?
Well...
never mind, I'm sorry. That's a stupid question.
Yeah. How do I know? I got a guy over here that...
Okay, Mr. Finkel, he just talked to us.
All right.
So, all right, go ahead.
So, you want to know more about what he's wearing?
Well, all right, yeah. Is he... So, he's in... This is the governor of Florida wearing a dress.
Dress, high heels, everything. Photographing evidence of this guy. Now, you have to understand that Ron DeSantis has stood against every... drag show law, every kind of performance of any performer in so-called drag, he's tried to pass these laws. There's this guy walking out of the governor's mansion in Florida in a dress.
Now, why would Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who has this public stance, why would he ever allow himself to be photographed this way?
Who knows? I mean, we have photographic evidence of all kinds of things, as you know, down through the years. The media is amazing in its ability to ferret out and to eventually put to the test and to the lie the claims of all kinds of people.
Now, do you know who took these pictures?
I do not, no.
How did you come into possession of them?
You're starting to ask questions, Mr. Henry. I'm very happy to answer. But in answering these questions... this becomes a valuable commodity. The reason why I called your program, the reason why I'm in touch with media, is because this has a certain dollar value.
So you're calling us up and offering to sell us these pictures.
You know, as I said to Mr. Pickett, the...
By the way...
Yeah?
Never mind, go ahead.
As I said to Mr. Pickett, your producer, I said, I have a commodity here, a product that's very valuable, and I want to talk dollars and cents with you. And I know I'm on the air, and I know that people are hearing me. And I'm telling you right now, I have pictures of the governor of Florida in a dress and makeup.
And walking out of the governor's mansion like this for all the world to see.
Well, these are pictures that were taken at night. These are pictures that were taken from an obscured position, if you will, from a position where the photographer would not be seen. The governor's there with another male individual. And is walking in sort of a half light toward what looks like a limousine of some kind.
Well, I know what Phil's question is going to is a good it's a good question. This is a man who stands against drag shows, and yet there he is as the governor of Florida, dressed up as a woman. That's your claim.
That is not only my claim. That's what he did. Okay.
And you got these photographs.
Yes, sir. I have photographs. I've got some 25 photographs of Ron DeSantis in a brassiere, in a dress, in a blouse, in a sweater, high heels, wearing makeup.
All right. You realize this would be one of the biggest stories of the last, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years if a guy who is so openly anti-drag is himself a drag queen. You realize that would be...
Yes, I absolutely do understand that. And it would be, and this is a scoop that I'm offering the news media. Now, I'm offering this exclusively to individual outlets. And they can have access to these photographs. They can have access to the negatives. But they obviously, the originals will stay with me.
How is this a scoop if you're offering this to just about anybody that'll pay for them?
Because I could tell you, it's such a big story, it might as well be a scoop. I don't care if there's 25 or 30 different news outlets that pick this up. If you've got pictures of Ron DeSantis, okay, we're talking about a cocktail dress. You understand what that is?
Well, a minute ago you said it was a skirt because you said there's a blouse and a brassiere.
I'm telling you what he's wearing as he walks out of the governor's mansion is a tight cocktail dress in high spike heels and full makeup.
Walking outside the governor's mansion in a cocktail dress.
Yes, sir. Well, I never had... you know what? You're basically a man of the desert, and I'm offering you ice water, and you're questioning whether it's something that I peed into a cup before I gave it to you?
No, I'm not asking... Yes, I am questioning, because I'm questioning whether or not, in fact, this is ice water. Let's say I am a man in the desert. I'm not about to drink poison.
Poison? Mr. Hendrick.
Wait, hold on for a minute. You just told Margaret Gray and you told all of us that Ron DeSantis, the pictures you have of him, he was in a skirt.
I don't know the difference. Look, I don't dress like a woman. I trust that the gentlemen that I'm talking to right now, you don't dress like women either.
I dress like a woman. I can tell you there's a decided difference between a dress and a skirt and a cocktail dress.
What Ron DeSantis is wearing, let me just be very clear. This is the governor of Florida who's against drag shows. Ron DeSantis is in a skin-tight cocktail dress. Oh, and I might as well tell you, you know, he's a big guy. He's got this big ass in this cocktail dress with the big high heels. It looks ridiculous. With shaved legs, shaved, the whole face is shaved, and wearing kind of like a blonde long wig that goes down the back.
And carrying a purse?
You know, if you want to make fun here.
No, I'm serious.
Yes. The governor has some kind of a handbag or whatever. Not a handbag, but a hand purse. Sort of quickly skipping out the front door of the governor's mansion.
All right, I have on the line here David Finkelde. Mr. Finkelde doesn't want to tell us where he's from, whether he's a member of the media. Somehow I don't think you are, although I could be wrong. You just, your approach is a little slightly different. I have to tell you, sir, you sound a bit desperate.
I'm excited. Desperate. I'm excited that I've got a picture. Let me tell you what I got here. So, you know, there's Ron DeSantis walking out of the governor's mansion with a skin-tight cocktail dress, knit dress. You can see garter belt. Okay.
All right, now this is the third variation or iteration or whatever you want to call it on what he's wearing.
Well, what's different about it?
First he was wearing a skirt. Now he's got a skin-tight cocktail dress. Before it was just a cocktail dress. Now you can see garter belt.
I'm telling you guys, I could sit here and talk to you.
All right, I'll hold on for Mr. Finkelde.
What I told Wilson Pickett is your producer, right?
Mr. Dickman is his name.
You said my name would be Wilson Pickett.
Yes, Wilson Pickett is my producer.
Okay, and I believe you, even though I know that there was a blues singer by the name of Wilson Pickett.
Right, and that's what I tried to... Go ahead, so what was the story here?
What story?
What did you talk to Wilson Pickett about?
Oh, Wilson, Mr. Pickett told me on the phone that you would be very interested in seeing these pictures.
Absolutely, yes, I will be very interested in seeing them. Absolutely.
Can I meet you at your studio?
Yes, sir, you can. We can give you the address. I just want to ask you a couple of more questions because I don't want to waste your time or mine. You've given us, Margaret?
Yeah, you've said a dress, you've said a skirt, a cocktail dress, garter belt, skin tight. You've changed the story.
I haven't changed the story at all. I'm trying to give details that you people will understand. I'm sort of feeding you different details of the same outfit.
So he's wearing the same thing.
This guy's wearing... He hasn't changed... You're not changing the outfit on us.
Look, either you guys want these pictures or you don't.
Yes, we do. But, you realize I'm talking to you with my audience is listening in. I got...
Can I speak with Wilson Pickett, please?
What?
Talk to him.
Hi, Wilson Pickett.
Yes, sir. You told me that the man that you're employed by, this Mr. Henry, was serious.
Yes, he is serious, sir, but Mr. Henry, like any individual in the media, is going to be questioning authenticity and orientation of these, okay?
Mr. Pickett, did you say to me that Mr. Henry would be willing to pay?
I said Mr. Henry would be willing to pay if these are, in fact, pictures of Ron DeSantis wearing a skin-tight cocktail dress.
Okay. Did you tell Mr. Henry... Mr. Pickett, did you tell Mr. Henry that there was a skin tight?
Well, hold on for a minute. Are you guys having a conversation here?
I just want to make sure that my directions were copied exactly.
I told Mr. Henry these are pictures of Ron DeSantis in a dress.
All right, well, obviously what I told Wilson Pickett, this Mr. Pickett...
By the way, his name is not Wilson Pickett.
Yes, it is.
What is it with you guys anyway? Are you a legitimate media outlet?
Yes, we are. Go ahead.
What is the guy's name?
My name is Wilson Pickett, and I'm a producer on a Bill Fendry show.
On the Bill Fendry show?
On the Phil Hendry show. All right, but I'll take over. Mr. Finkelde, I would be willing to pay for these photographs, even though you're offering me this here live on this show, and you've offered this to, can I ask you the other media outlets that you've contacted?
No, you may not. No, you may not.
I take it that more than one.
You better believe it, yeah.
Has anybody taken you up on your offer?
No comment.
All right, well, I'd have to see them first, obviously.
Well, the people that have taken me up on this are so excited about the prospect of showing Ron DeSantis in a skin-tight cocktail dress, showing leg and garter belt, and when he bends over to get into the limousine, you can see a little bit of the, you know, ass. And
oh, come on now, you're changing this thing about 60 different ways. I don't believe you have these pictures.
I have the pictures. Okay, you know what? You're going to be the monkey of the year when this comes out next week, Monday, because a couple of these outlets said they want to publish them Monday, and you see pictures of Ron DeSantis bending over and getting into a limousine, and you're looking at his ass in a pair of women's panties. How do you feel about that?
Well, let's see. He first was in a skirt, then he's in a skin-tight cocktail dress. Now he's bent over with his ass in a pair of women's panties.
Yes, that's what you wear underneath a skin-tight cocktail dress. Oh, man. You got to... Hey, Eddie. The guy I'm talking to over here...
Okay, Mr. Finkelde, I can hang the phone up and we can continue.
Let me talk to Mr. Pickett.
Yes, sir, Wilson Pickett.
Mr. Pickett, I will give you guys this opportunity. Please communicate this to the host of the show. I will give you gentlemen the opportunity to review these photographs for exactly 30 minutes, and then I will expect my offer to be met.
And you don't want to tell us what that is, the money amount you're asking.
No, I do not.
You know, all right, well, I tell you what, sir, you are the guy that's taking this risk, not me. These are pictures that you have. I don't know how you got them. You could very well, you know, you've got yourself in line.
Look, I'll take care of me. You take care of you, okay? I'll take care of me. You take care of you. I could be there in 5 minutes.
Where are you?
I would rather not say, but I happen to know the general area of your studios. Mr. Pickett told me.
Yeah, well, Mr. Pickett can meet you. Where?
Mr. Pickett, where do you want to meet?
I'll meet you at the real estate office near the harbor.
Okay, and when?
I'll be over there in 5 minutes.
Okay, and then we're going to see these pictures. I'd like to keep you on the line with me.
Well, I've got an awful lot of business to do, Mr. Henry.
I want to keep you on the line with me while we're reviewing these pictures. All right, Wilson Pickett's gone.
Okay, I'll be here. I'll stay on the line. I'll talk to Mr. Pickett when he gets here.
In the meantime, let's take a break. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. If you didn't have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, you'd be listening to a commercial right now. Welcome back. Phil Henry Show here with Wilson Pickett.
Bud Dickman is our producer who insists on being called Wilson Pickett.
Right, I got the pictures here now.
All right, is Mr. Finkelde?
Hi, Derek, yes.
Derek Finkelde here.
All right, what do you got?
It's not.
These are not pictures, sir. These are just, this isn't Ron DeSantis. These are just pictures of regular, I don't see Ron DeSantis in these pictures at all. I don't see Ron DeSantis in these pictures at all. I'm not paying for this.
I want it to be Ron DeSantis. Do you understand how much I want that to be Ron DeSantis?
So you don't have pictures of Ron DeSantis in a dress?
I really, 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 really wanted it to be Ron DeSantis in a dress. Mr. Pickett, you tell him, please.
Yeah, the story is he was sold these pictures, told that it was Ron DeSantis, and he found out it wasn't.
And you want to turn around and sell them to me?
I'm not trying to con you, Mr. Henry. With my last dying breath almost, I want so very much for that to be Ron DeSantis in that dress.
Well, it's not. Okay, it doesn't look anything like him. It's some other... It's actually a woman. Well, what is this anyway? You wasting our time or something? You're telling us you got a scoop. You're going to demand money from us. You don't want to tell us who you've offered this to. Are we the only people you've offered this to?
Yes, you are.
We're the only media outlet you've offered these pictures of supposedly Ron DeSantis to.
Yes. I told Mr. Pickett that... I told Mr. Pickett that when he picked the pictures up.
I was very excited about it when he told me, and I said to him, you know, that's great, thank you. Now I found out it's not even...
It's...
So you knew it wasn't Ron DeSantis.
I knew, yeah, I knew, yeah.
All right, well, you know what, Mr. Finkelde, blow it out your ass, sir. What the hell happened there?
I don't know. Mr. Finkelde, it's Wilson Pickett.
Give me the phone. Mr. Finkelde?
I just hit the brakes for laughs. I thought maybe I'd fake my own suicide.
What are you looking at me for?
First of all, you want me to call you Wilson Pickett. Next, you want me to believe some guy has pictures of Ron DeSantis in drag.
That's what I was told.
Good. You can be told a lot of things, man. I could tell you that there's people on Mars, okay? I could tell you that the Invisible Man is going to visit us later on tonight. You don't believe any of this stuff?
No. Then why would you believe this? Because it's very much conceivable. Like you've always said, guys that are anti-drag show, they probably dress up.
I don't think that's what Phil said.
Well, he said something like that.
Well, okay, Wilson Pickett.
Hey, bud, was there some kind of a gag here tonight? You knew this guy was full of crap and you wanted us to call you Wilson Pickett?
No. God, breathe a little, will you?
What do you mean? You're going like, Wilson Pickett!
Dickman, I'm not screwing around with you. What was this, bud? This whole Wilson Pickett thing and this guy? Do you know this guy?
No, I don't, man. I'm just trying to say...
Bud, no, I don't.
I'm just trying to say that I wanted to be called something other than Bud Dickman. God, forget it.
Yeah, and in the meantime, you got a guy coming in here with supposedly pictures of Ron DeSantis in a skin-tight...
Fuck you.
What'd you say?
Nothing, I'm sorry.
I got to apologize for this show, folks.
Well, you know what? You gave it a shot, Phil.
I gave it a shot. I didn't even know what I was walking into tonight. I got Wilson Pickett, my new producer.
Shut up.
Hey, man, don't tell me to shut up. You know what? I think from now on, I am going to call you Wilson Pickett.
Okay.
I think, bud, you thought you were swinging for the fences tonight and you missed.
Yeah, well, whatever, man. You know, no pain, no gain, man.
Get on the microphone, will you?
Okay, no pain, no gain.
Right, yeah, no pain, no gain. That's a really cool way of saying things. But you know what? Sometimes you screw up so big that, you know, other people get hurt.
How did it hurt you, man?
Nothing.
The guy's a big... Whoever this Derek Finkeldy is, you know him, Margaret?
I know Derek, yes.
What does he do?
He's a comedy writer.
Well, why didn't you tell me that?
Watch it, Phil.
All right.
What has that got to do with anything? If he says he's got pictures of Ron DeSantis in drag, I want to hear it.
He's a comedy writer. Everybody here, folks, you don't see it. They're all staring at me like I'm nuts.
Well,
I got a guy here that wants to be called Wilson Pickett. Here's Margaret telling me that this guy that we just had on the air, Derek Finkeldy, is a comedy writer. And there's the general staring at me like, why am I being so irresponsible, right?
Well, I just don't know what you're getting upset about.
Oh, get out of here, man. You know what I'm getting upset about.
Look at the guys. He wasn't Derek. What's the guy's name?
His name was Derek Finkeldy.
No, the governor.
Ron DeSantis.
It wasn't Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, for
Phil almost said the F word.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. What are you looking at?
Look at you, man.
All rights reserved on Podcast One. You didn't want me to say anything?
Actually, no. I'd rather have my name disassociated with this show completely.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. I'm going to change my name to Wilson Pickett.
You can't. I'm the one who changed it to Wilson Pickett. What, you call yourself Bud Dickman?
Jesus Christ. What the hell is this?
What a racist, Phil. This is Fijian music. You like it.